The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Well, hello, and welcome to an all-new Rated R Safety Show. Did you have fun yesterday? It was Taco Tuesday, and you know what I forgot? I forgot to mention it. You know how important Taco Tuesday is? It is the most important day of the week. Let me kind of back up there for a second. It's an important day of the week because if you go to a place that sells tacos, they normally have those things on sale. Now, if you go to a not very good taco restaurant, well, maybe you don't get that opportunity. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you ever got the opportunity to come to the glorious state of Florida, and you're in North Florida in particular, there's a place called Taco Lou's. No sponsorship there. But man, do they have some of the best tacos on the planet. Anyways, that's not important right now. I hope you're having tons of fun on this Wednesday. Oh, yeah. Hump day, my friends. Hump day. Of course, today's August 21st, day 233 of the year. And of course, meaning that there's only 132 days left. So I continue to go down my ranting struggle. And the reason that I say that they're struggles is because no one dares to come on and give me their audio content. Now, I think we're getting to the point where we're going to have to start reading these things. And what do I mean? I know we discussed it yesterday, where I'm going to have to read them to you. And we'll see how exciting that gets. But I feel like this is going to become the Ryan Seacrest show with American Top 40. Or the Casey Kasem show with American Top 40. And let me read to you what's occurring. And I don't know if that's going to be so exciting from your point of view. You, as you'd like to tune in on a daily basis, listening to me here on safetyfm.com or safetyfm.live. Of course, we're available on the Safety FM app. And of course, your favorite podcatcher, as we're doing right now. Now, I always tell you to have options on what you get to do. So let's not waste your time because it is noon time. And you know, that's when that fresh download comes out Monday through Friday. So let's get you started right now with the news.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
So did you hear about this news story that has occurred in South Florida? I have to tell you, I normally don't like to go local, but man, when I read this one, I was like, holy crap-a-moly there, buddy. Elderly woman dies after a delivery man beats her with a mallet and then sets her on fire in a Florida home, police say. Now, this is being reported that this occurred in Boca Raton, Florida. Okay, Boca Raton, Florida, as is known as being a high-end community. And I'm kind of shocked to hear this. But man, this guy was actually delivering for a company that wears blue and yellow, also known as Best Buy. And apparently he's some kind of third-party vendor. But man, all of a sudden, it looks like he was doing the delivery, turned around and beat this lady who was 75 years of age. The guy was 21 and beat her with a mallet and then put her on fire with some sort of chemical. Now, this is being all alleged and informed by what's going on there down in South Florida. And this is coming from WFTS. ABC News. So I'm only sharing that information because, you know, I don't want to get in trouble for saying some of the stuff that's going on. And this is all alleged stuff. And this occurred yesterday. Matter of fact, that's a lie. It wasn't yesterday. It was Monday morning at 9:15 in the morning. So could you imagine? You get a delivery done and all of a sudden some dude starts beating the shit out of you with a mallet. Oh yeah, I said a mallet as you're getting the delivery. So that's just freaking crazy. The world seems to be going into these world twisting things. So the more that I like to say it and the more that I hate to say it, we need to be as safe as possible and realize what kind of safeguards can be in place when some shit like that is about to go down. Let's continue down the path here. The Lincoln County of Nevada is making an emergency preparation for food upwards of 35,000 visitors next month. The remote locale is home to Area 51. An online drive storm, the military base can be inundated next month. Meanwhile, tourist traps throughout the area are planning to capitalize on the upcoming Woodstock of Aliens conspiracy for true believers. Among them, a little LN bar scheduling a music festival and the Alien Research Center Souvenir Shop is planning an exposition. Now, I have a question here. Is Alien Ant Farm going to be playing there? Are they even still a band? Because, man, they were kind of popular there for a hot minute. And if they're still together, maybe they're still popular. I don't know. I mean, I try to stay up with the music scene, but, you know, when you become old, you don't stay fresh with some of that stuff. But, you know, that all depends on what you have set up, my friends. Did you hear this news story coming out of the UK? Oh, yeah, the UK. A British woman did time for putting her recycling in the wrong colored bags. Oh, yeah, she did time, then failing to show up for a court hearing. 34-year-old Lindsay Webb allegedly committed the grave infraction of putting her junk in black bags instead of the orange or clear ones. She was cited for 4 violations of the UK Environmental Protection Act, then failed to show up to court. She was arrested and jailed shortly before getting out on a conditional discharge. Can you believe that shit? You go to jail because you forgot to put your junk in the right color bag? oh, shit. What would happen here in the US? I also have heard that California has some very strict guidelines on how those things are set up. What is it in your neck of the woods? And no, I'm not Al Roker, but how do you have it set up there? How do you have it set up in those particular areas? It's just plain not understandable on why things go out that way. But I guess that's why sometimes we need to have a clear understanding what the setups are for environmental protections. Environmental protections. Act in this case in the UK. So if you go into the UK or you're there currently, make sure that you put your junk in the correct bag. A Chicago man is under arrest for allegedly threatening to slaughter and murder any doctor, patient, or visitor at an abortion clinic near his home. 19-year-old, I'm going to screw up his name, Farhan Shakish, posted a comment on social media, but instead, it was a joke. Cops don't buy it. He's looking at up to 5 years of federal charges of transmitting a threat if convicted. So you have to understand when you're starting to deal with this digital medium, you can't turn around and do some shitty joke like that where you're going to slaughter people. And yeah, I can understand that you might have some thoughts and appreciation on how you perceive about abortion clinics, but man. You don't want to do some crazy shit online. And as crazy as some of the stuff that's available online, you have to understand that you just can't do it, my friend. You just can't do it. A lot of murder and dying and killing shit today in the news. Not the happy-go-lucky hump day that it should be. So let's go down the weird path of something that they're trying to market in China. Did you hear about this controversial product that's about to come out? Here we go. It's a cloned cat. Citigen, the first biotech company in China to create a cloned pet, is planning to sell the cats for £29,000 each. The target audience is grieving pet parents desperate to get their dead furry friend back. However, the first cloned pet, while it looked like the original, had different temperaments, memories, and personalities from the gene donor. Even creepier, the company said that the next goal is to use artificial intelligence to transfer memories of the dead pets. Now, if you remember this older movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger, it was called The Sixth Day, I think it was. Don't hold me 100% to it, because I'm trying to go off memory here. But they had some shit that was called Repet that they actually sold in that movie. And it sounds like some kind of creepiness that's coming out of there. So, have you heard about the cannabis restaurants? What? Yep, you heard me, the cannabis restaurants. Cannabis restaurants are starting to pop up in California. They are complete with bud tenders who help diners pair with their meal with a perfect strain of dope to smoke as they eat. This is the first Lowell Farms Cannabis Cafe in West Hollywood, which is set to open very, very soon. It should usher in a wave of pot lounges. Colorado governor just signed a bill allowing businesses to operate. So watch those bad boys popping up soon. So let's kind of give a reference real quick, because I know some of these people that might have taken a listen here to the Rated R Safety Show might be a little bit confused. So at the very beginning of the episode, you heard some bubbly water, and I said bubbling water, and then you heard a guy coughing. So what was it supposed to sound like? Oh, yeah, I wanted it to sound like something else. And no, I'm not smoking just in case, but this is what I call theater of the freaking mind. But I knew that this story was coming up, so I wanted to get you sorted and go, what the hell was that guy just doing? But it doesn't matter what I was doing, because I wasn't doing anything. I was playing sound effects. The 2019 World Robot Conference in Beijing is on, and guests from 22 countries will see more than 700 robots on display. Among the robots are creepy contraptions like the smart bird, a drone with wings, a robot fish, a dog-like robot with four legs, piano-playing robots, robots that can do brain surgery, robots designed to service China Communist Party leaders, and a robot arm that looks like it came from the Terminator. Wow, two Arnold Schwarzenegger references in one show today. How exciting is that? So, is it saying, based on that news story, that it can do brain surgery on China Communist Party leaders? Or am I misreading that altogether? Anyway, some of that craziness that's actually going out on there. So did you hear about this new story that's coming out about Mercedes? Mercedes is watching you. If you drive one of their cars, the company has admitted to installing a tracking device in their vehicle's engines that could pinpoint the car's exact location. Mercedes insists that the bugs are only activated in extreme circumstances, like when the customer defaults on payment. Well, that's pretty shitty. And while they won't say how long it's been they've been installing the devices, the company does admit it's sometimes passing along the data to third-party companies looking to repurpose cars. So just in case if you didn't know, if you own a Mercedes because you have a high-end car, my friend, they've been watching you for a while. That reminds me of when that Samsung shit happened where the Samsung TV could see you and you didn't know it. And I'm sure they got some good video footage from people there. So I always like to talk about our fellow podcasters, and this is going to be more like showbiz news, but I'll go ahead and share it with you real quick. Did you hear about Alyssa Milano spoke candidly about two abortions that she had in her 20s after her birth control failed? The actress revealed on her show, Sorry or Not Sorry, let me rephrase that, on her show, Sorry Not Sorry podcast, that she felt it was the right choice because at the time she didn't feel equipped to be a parent. She added that the decision to get the abortion wasn't easy because she was raised as a Catholic and felt convicted by her faith. She is now a mom to two, 7-year-old Milo and Elizabeth, age 4. Don't know how you feel about that subject, and I don't want to interject what I believe or how I feel about it, but if you do get a chance, always support our fellow podcasters and take a listen to that right there. Sorry, not sorry. So let's talk about the days that you can celebrate if you're one of those people that has to celebrate every freaking day of the year that comes about. So today is National Brazilian Blowout Day. Well, I'm glad it wasn't National Bikini Wax Day. Jeez. National Senior Citizens Day. Poets Day. And that's about all I got on what days you can celebrate. You can always celebrate Wednesday by it being hump day, because I guess that's always a good day to celebrate. Anyways, you've been listening to the Rated R Safety Show. I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you. Mean it. Bye.
Duh.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.